Joe Biden, Illegal Migrants Enrich America. By Neil Monroe on July 29, 2020. The nation's huge population of illegal migrants is enriching our country, Democratic candidate Joe Biden said in a July 28 statement. As president, I will protect Dreamers and their families and offer a roadmap to citizenship for Dreamers and all 11 million undocumented immigrants enriching our country, Biden said, using the Dreamer term to describe roughly 800,000 young illegals who were brought into the United States by their illegal immigrant parents. The population of illegal immigrants is likely larger than 11 million. And they do enrich investors and employers as they expand the economy by buying consumer goods, lowering wages and salaries, and driving up housing costs. However, the new arrivals also impoverish wage-earning Americans by cutting wages, by raising home prices, and by allowing employers to hire replacements for the Americans whom they do not want to hire. The fact that the labor supply affects wages is economics 101. Amid evasive denials by immigration advocates, the fact has been acknowledged by independent academics, the National Academies of Science, the Congressional Budget Office, executives, The Economist Globalist Weekly, more academics, The New York Times, The New York Times again, state officials, unions, more business executives, lobbyists, employees, The Wall Street Journal, federal economists, Goldman Sachs, oil drillers, The Business Roundtable, The Bank of Ireland, Wall Street analysts, fired professionals, legislators, the CEO of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, 2015 Bernie Sanders, The Wall Street Journal's editorial board, The Washington Post, construction workers, New York Times subscribers, Robert Rubin, a New York Times columnist, author Barack Obama, and President Barack Obama. Housing prices rise whenever legal immigrants and illegal migrants compete for housing, so pushing young American families out of the house they need to raise their children. Notably, economist Albert Sayes, 2007, found a 1% increase in population from immigration causes housing rents and house prices in U.S. cities to rise commensurately, by 1%, an investor group reported in 2019. Coastal California is affordable for roughly 15% of residents, down from 30% in 2000, said Joel Kotkin, a California expert. As more migrants enter the labor markets, employers can also pick young, healthy, and grateful migrant workers, while sidelining Americans they do not want to hire. The unwanted Americans include Americans with criminal records, disabilities, or drug addictions, Americans who are raising children or taking care of elderly or sick relatives, as well as Americans who live in rural locations, in crime-ridden neighborhoods, or in locations far from where investors prefer to create jobs. The favorable trend was put in reverse by the combination of economic growth and immigration curbs up to early 2020. Before the coronavirus crash, employers were increasingly pressured to hire former convicts, recovering addicts, disabled women, and other sidelined Americans. The tight labor market is pushing up wages for some workers and has provided opportunities to teenagers, students, ex-convicts, long-term unemployed, the disabled and others for whom the barriers to employment once looked daunting, the Washington Post's editorial board wrote February 2020. Those are good things. Many polls show that Americans want to welcome migrants, but that they also strongly oppose immigration that prevents Americans from getting well-paid jobs. Democrats have funded marketing surveys to help portray illegal arrivals as dreamers, skilled workers, neighbors, and Americans, even though the vast majority are foreigners who compete against blue-collar Americans for blue-collar jobs and residential housing. Trump's actions would upend the lives of hundreds of thousands of our neighbors, teachers, nurses, doctors, engineers, and lawyers, among others. It's wrong, and it's un-American. The America I know fights for our own, and that's exactly who DACA recipients are, our own, Biden claimed July 28.